This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What is on your mind? The big question we begin today's What's on Your Mind radio program with. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Happy Friday to you. Todd, how are you?
Well, you know, it's Friday the 13th, so I'm good.
You like Friday the 13th? You relish that? You're okay?
Sure. I see. Okay. Lucky number, great day. I mean, who doesn't like Fridays?
Exactly right, yeah.
How are you?
I'm excited. Yeah, ready to go. Fired up. Friday edition of the program, always fun. Always find a way to have a little extra fun on Friday. I don't know what it is, but, you know. July, got Cookfest next week, State Fair after that. I mean, come on. What's not to love? A lot going on. Red River Valley State Fair going on, right, not State Fair, Red River Valley Fair going on in West Fargo right now. So there's just a lot of fun on every corner of the state. A lot of neat little community celebrations and things happening, so parades and all those.
Evans County Fair, going to be at the Steel Amvets later today with that.
Yeah, fun. There you go. And a grand old time, huh? So on the program today, we have a clerk for Justice. Well, he's not a justice yet. He's a judge. Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who is Donald Trump's nominee to be a Supreme Court justice. Justin Walker clerked for him a few years ago, so we'll look forward to that conversation coming up. What does a clerk do for a judge? I think do a lot of the work, right? Yeah, it's not get coffee, right? It's probably like, all right, go research this and come back with some options, and then I'll decide which one I want to put into the ruling, I would guess. We're going to ask. I don't know what a clerk does. I mean, I'm assuming what a clerk does, but I just don't know day in and day out what their duties are. So we'll ask, and we'll ask obviously a little bit about his interaction with Brett Kavanaugh. Ryan Rauschenberger is going to be here a little later as well. There is a date now set in which online sellers have to collect sales tax, and that'll start October 1st. That announcement this week from Ryan Rauschenberger, we'll talk with him about that coming up on the program too. Yesterday, during the program, we played you a couple of excerpts of the, I don't know, epic is the word I use. That hearing was really something. And I don't know when I say really something and when I say epic, whether I mean good or bad. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, to me, the bad was this Peter Strzok, in my mind, is single-handedly responsible for significant reputation damage to the FBI. And yet he comes to an oversight hearing, a Justice Committee hearing of the United States House of Representatives, acting as though he's in the right and everybody else is in the wrong. You can't make it up. He was so smug about everything. I found myself, Todd, do you remember the movie Lion King?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Do you remember the hyenas in the Lion King? They were the ones that kind of hung out in the hinterlands there.
Yep.
I kept seeing the hyenas when I would see that guy. Go look at him right now and tell me if I'm wrong. Because it was that little snarky, kind of creepy, kind of, it was very bizarre.
I love watching Trey Gowdy. I'd like to watch him on more just stuff in general. Because he just cuts through the clutter. It's like, look, quit. Just kind of stop the nonsense, and let's cut to the chase and do the right thing.
Yeah.
We need more of that in Washington.
Exactly right. So, anyway.
The hyenas.
I'm sorry. I couldn't.
It's very complimentary to Washington to say. It reminds me of the hyenas on Lion King. Stellar.
I think Louis Gohmert, who's a congressman from Texas, might have been suffering from the same thing because he, I don't know, do you think this crossed the line? You tell me if you think this crossed the line. He he'd been going back and forth with Peter Strzok, really wasn't getting any answers, and so he finally came up with this. Listen.
No, the disgrace, Mr. what this man has done.
The gentleman
to
from
justice,
Texas will suspend for a
there
moment.
There is the disgrace, and it won't be recaptured anytime soon because of the damage you've done to the justice system. And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous.
The credibility of a witness
shame
is always
on you,
an issue.
Mr.
And you
Chairman, please.
Have you
done,
Mr. Chairman, this is intolerable harassment of the witness.
What's wrong with that? You need your medication.
You need your medication.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's so professional.
Ladies and gentlemen, your United States House of Representatives on display there yesterday, right there. Did you notice how the Democratic side went just absolutely ballistic? Now, I'm not sure Louie Gohmert should have done that, right? I mean, I just don't think that's professional. And I he clearly was driven to distraction by the guy. There's a lot of things not to like about Peter Strzok. On the other hand, you know, what he is, raising the issue of the affair that he's having with a fellow member of the FBI is in the record. We know that happened. And I'm just amazed that the Democrats jumped to the defense of you can't talk about his affair. Oh, come on. You must be off your medication. Wow.
Send that clip to me. I need that for my name jingle thing.
Oh, my gosh, folks.
Terrible
I don't know.
Thing to say to somebody, though.
You know what I think we saw yesterday on display? And, you know, Republicans and Democrats own it.
This insanity?
A criticism of the left. It's the swamp. That's the swamp that Donald Trump has been fighting against, talking about. That's why Donald Trump is president. It is. This is what he's battling.
You need your medication.
I do?
You need your medication.
Or Louis Gohmert does. Yeah.
Todd Mitchell! Says he needs the medication.
Yeah. See if you can find me... Peter Strzok's smuggiest response. Because you got to hear this guy. Todd in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. This is Ty, actually. Great to hear from you guys. Hey, I want to comment that what Strzok really showed is just that embedded, just entitled sense of they're better than everybody else. It's really what the real swamp is about. These politicians we get so much attention from, we talk about term limits and so forth, but the real swamp is just embedded bureaucrats who've been in there for so long. They're untouchable. They're unelectable. They just do what they want, and they really muck up the system. The conversation needs to be addressed also, the House and the Senate not allowing the president to get these people out of these jobs. They're blocking his appointments left and right, and this is where the real problem is. This is just Strzok really showed the behavior of these people, how they feel that they're better than us, they're smarter than us. They're the real problem. It really is. It's got to be talked about more often.
Yeah, I think that's the good in this ugly chapter. This has been exposed, you know, and imagine how many times this has gone on and we don't know. Just imagine that.
All these different departments.
Right. Yeah, everywhere. I'd also like to ask the Democrats, look, just take out Trump's name in all those tweets or texts and put in Obama's name or Clinton's name. Would you be saying it's free speech? I mean, the idea to extend the conversation with Louie Gohmert on a little bit, you know, if I in a bunch of texts say a bunch of horrible, awful, terrible things about my wife, and then I go home and say, what's for dinner? And hi, I love you. And you look beautiful today. And everything. Is that defensible behavior? Is that
not at all
a person of character? I mean, it's ridiculous. And that's what they're trying to tell us. Oh, that's private. That's private. That's that free speech. That's just having a conversation. Nothing to do with my work. Do they really think we're that stupid?
You know, those are reflections into the person's character. You can't get away from that. You know, they can't deny it. They can try to, but it's the truth. If he was sincere, if he was a good person, he would have been things like, you know, wow, we're really concerned. We hope this works out. You know, we pray for the best of the country, but, you know, our system is the system, and we have to work with it. Those would have been the reflections of a good person, well-intended. But what he said was exactly his opinion. And then you take that, combine that with people, other people like that in the bureaucracy that aren't elected, and they have major impact on our society and our government and how things are run. And we've got to get these appointments through. This swamp has got to be stopped. And I mean, that's really, really what's going on. I mean, without him changing, we can vote these people in and out. But if we don't change the 50, 60 people that are running these departments, or what is it, it's up to 200 and some appointments that are blocked, we don't change those. That's the real issue here.
Good point, Ty. Thank you. Mike Grand Forks, you're next. Mike, are you there? You're just cutting out a little bit. I'm going to put you on hold here. Manny will chat with you just to make sure we get a better signal, and then we have a break, so we'll chat with you after that. Chris and Dickinson, you're on deck. 258-0550, 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
By August the 8th, when you're talking about stopping him and how terrifying it would be for him to win and how you can protect the country, and no interviews have been done before you're talking about impeachment of the president. No wonder Bob Mueller kicked you off of the investigation, Agent Strutt. My question is, if you were kicked off when he read the text, shouldn't you have been kicked off when you wrote them?
Not at all.
Well, it wasn't the discovery of your text, Mr. Strutt. It was the existence of your bias that got you kicked off.
No, Mr. Gowdy, it wasn't. I do not have bias.
Okay, all right. The hearing can end now.
Because he can say that with a straight face. Holy cow!
I say so. I don't have bias. It's pretty amazing. Hey, let me tell you a word about Watford City. Circled on the calendar, August 10th, Best of the West Rib Fest. Ooh, is that going to be a blast? Make sure you're there. Should be a great time. We've had a great summer. Obviously, we're all thinking of our neighbors in Watford City that lost their homes in the tornado this week. An F2 tornado. According to the National Weather Service, an F2 tornado, just unbelievable destruction in the line through that. The folks at the Bakken Conference are doing something nice for the residents on Monday night, and that is if you go to the community barbecue at the Rough Rider Event Center in Watford City, all food and drink free to the public, free will donations accepted, all proceeds benefit local families affected by the tornado. They're going to serve meals from 5 until 6:30 p.m. So come on out and help those in need. More details at thebakkenconference.com. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Kevin Cramer has a new ad out using President Trump's comments at the rally in Fargo about him and about Heidi Heitkamp. So we have that to chat about today. We still are talking about that unbelievable hearing yesterday, and want your take on that as well. And bottom of the hour, a clerk for Brett Kavanaugh. We'll meet him, find out a little bit more about President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, and Ryan Rauschenberger to come too. So keep those calls, questions, and comments coming. Here's a text, which they're welcome, 367-2054. Dickey, Mercer, Kidder, Bowman County Fairs, all happening this weekend. Busiest fair weekend of the year. How about that? Montreal and Renville County also this week. And Daryl Lease from the Daryl's Racing Pigs tells me he's on his way to Dickey County in Ellendale. So he's going down to that one. So we talked earlier about all kinds of fun things to do this weekend. There's a few more examples. Take him in. Nothing better than the county fairs, I'll tell you. So it wasn't Mike in Grand Forks. It was Frank in Grand Forks. And here he is. What's on your mind, Frank?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I just wanted to point out that the questioning by Louis Gohmert of Strzok and his affair, you know, with his work associate, it may seem inappropriate on the face of it, but it really gets to the character of the witness. And, you know, if he's willing to cheat on his wife, well, he's a slime ball, right? So what other things is he willing to do? So it's really a character issue question. It may not seem appropriate on the face of it, but I think it was in this case. I just want to point that out.
No question about it. And the idea that, oh, you're off the case, but it doesn't mean anything was biased. What a horrible defense. I mean, how is that supposed to give us confidence in the FBI and its investigations? That they can't recognize what a third grader would recognize about him being tainted and his views in the middle of that, you know? Come on.
Yeah.
And that's why I really appreciate Trey Gowdy, because he does a great job with the timeline to tell you when all this stuff happened, right? I mean, he's saying all these horrible things before there's even an investigation, you know, not like after. Great points, Frank. Thank you very much. Chris and Dickinson, 258-0550. You're next. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I have kind of a little different take and probably a pretty unpopular take on this. I don't get me wrong, I was severely angry, had great disdain for the FBI, Strokes, Page, Comey, McCabe, the whole swamp issue. I was looking forward to watching the hearings last night with judicial oversight. I figured I'd get some gratifying satisfaction out of it, but when I watched it, I was actually kind of disheartened. I didn't see smugness, I saw a defeated, broken man, and he's low man on the totem pole with this, but... And I honestly don't think he sees the bias. He just doesn't get it. When he was talking about the Khan family, what did he answer the question with? More bias. He just doesn't get it. I'm not saying he's not smug, but if you looked into his eyes and his body language, the way his shoulders were slumping forward, his eyes, even the wife made a comment. She's like, yeah, he looks like he's on the verge of ready to commit suicide. And that's what I saw. I didn't get the gratification out of it. I thought, I'm not saying he doesn't have it coming. I'm not trying to justify it. None of it was right. But
well,
I think
agree with you on the, I mean, the whole thing was a pox on both houses. It's kind of a gong show, you know. It really was. Where was Chuck Barris? I don't disagree on any of that because it's just a mess. It's ugly.
The sad part is, up until that point, he crossed that line. To get to where he was at in the FBI to be the head counterintelligence agent, he had to work his way up there. How many good cases, how much good did he do the country before he crossed that line and ruined his life? And I think he realizes it, and what people are perceiving as smug is a personal defense of nothing but sheer appearance. And even his smirks were more of a tense smirk. It wasn't a smug smirk, it was tense. And I guess that's all I got to say. I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I appreciate your take. There could be a broken man there. I would have loved to have seen some remorse. I think that would have helped diffuse a lot of that tension yesterday. Wasn't much of that. Wasn't much of, I own this. I messed up. And maybe that's that broken man you talk about that's backs against the wall. Robert in Fargo, let's get your take on this. Go ahead.
Hello?
Robert, you're gonna have to turn the radio down to be able to hear us okay. How are you?
I got you. Good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. What's on your
good.
Mind?
I just wanted to tie into that. I think that case was decent. I mean, obviously, I don't know if he was beaten or what his deal was, but I think Trey Gowdy was on fire. I think he pretty much took the Republic. I think that it's good that the Democrats and Republicans got to be kind of the circus, because I think it's a problem in both parties, and I think that it needs to be addressed, and people need to look at it and say, wow, our parties are broken. We need to come together and figure this out.
It's a mess. It is the swamp. There's no doubt about it. But again, that's why Donald Trump is there. I mean, he's called this out. Yeah, you know, and someone that is a swamp dweller like Peter Strzok has the venom that he has for him as an employee of the FBI, tells you everything you need to know about what Donald Trump's fighting.
You know, and if you listen to Hannity yesterday, he had Bannon on, and Bannon nailed it by saying, you know, no matter what you think about your Republicans or your Democrats, this every ticket is Donald Trump. Like, you have to look at it as, we want our president, we need to keep him, and so we got to keep, regardless of what you think or how you think it, you got to vote your red so we can keep Trump in office, because unfortunately, if we go blue, they're going to go every way they can to get him out. So.
Interesting take, Robert. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call. Tom in out of Lake of the Woods, and Terry in Minot. You two are on deck when we come back. We also have a conversation with former clerk Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, coming up shortly. So stay tuned for all of that on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From the outset, President Trump has been clear about how he sees the challenges we face. And on many, we agree.
British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking as she and President Trump hold a joint news conference after private meetings in the UK. President Trump also saying that he and May agreed on most issues, from how to handle North Korea and Iran to how to continue to fight terrorism. And despite criticizing May's so-called soft Brexit plan in an interview with a British tabloid, the president said of trade with the United Kingdom,
"Just make sure we can trade together. That's all that matters."
The United States looks forward to finalizing a great bilateral trade agreement with the United Kingdom.
Meanwhile, a huge anti-Trump demonstration is going on in central London, where tens of thousands are protesting his stand on immigration, climate change, and other issues. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Return to the discussion on the hearing and more of your calls coming up here in just a moment. Right now, I want to welcome to the program a clerk for Brett Kavanaugh, President Donald Trump's nominee to join the Supreme Court. Justin Walker joins us today on What's on Your Mind. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about your time with Judge Kavanaugh.
Well, it was a great year clerking in his chambers, getting to learn from him every day. I guess one of the first things that comes to mind is he's such a down-to-earth, regular, nice guy who has been so supportive. I think each one of his 48 clerks would say anytime we have a career decision to make, he's one of the first people that we call. We love to talk sports with him. The last time I saw him, I'll give you a little quick story, I think, tells you the, you know, kind of down-to-earth person he is. We had to push our morning meeting back because the night before he'd been up so late watching the post-game coverage of the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup hockey victory. We've run 10Ks together. He's just a great, nice person and also maybe the most qualified person to be nominated to the Supreme Court in a generation because of his 12 years on the second highest court in the country.
Is that where you clerked for him?
I did. I clerked for him on the D.C. Circuit, and so we heard cases on a wide range of subjects. We heard Second Amendment cases. We heard criminal procedure cases. And every time, he didn't care which party won. What he cared about was, what does the law say? What do the words in the statute mean? What do the words in the Constitution mean? And so he kind of approached his job aware of the limits of what a judge can do. Very respectful of precedence. One of the things he always told us is every case is a separation of powers case. And what he means by that is every case requires a judge to remember that the judicial branch has a limited role to say what the law is, not to make up law.
And why is that such a hard concept? I mean, it seems to me pretty basic, and I love the story that the fact that he reminds you guys of that every time you're working on a case. Hey, let's remember what we're doing here: separation of powers. Let's be purposeful about where this is in the Constitution. But what do you make of even on our own Supreme Court now, that battle between people who really do not approach every ruling that way, but rather to try and use that esteemed body for some sort of policymaking branch.
Well, maybe it comes from people's lack of confidence in the executive branch and the legislative branch, not any particular president or any particular Congress, but just they look at Washington, D.C., and they think, my goodness, this is a broken place where everyone is just concerned about partisanship and politics. And so they look to judges and they think, well, maybe the judges can solve all of our problems. And that's not you can see why people might think that, but it's not a good thing to think, because judge is just not to make policy or politics. The role of a judge is simply to read the law, try his best to understand what it means, and then apply that law without any passion or prejudice for one party or one policy outcome. That's exactly what I saw Judge Kavanaugh do every day when I clerked for him.
What does a clerk do?
A clerk is there to kind of be an agent of the judge. Justice Kennedy, when I was clerking for him, used to say that a clerk should be a lawyer for the judge. So what you do is you help with research, you help with some editing. You're part of the process in which the judge takes a look at each side's brief and tries to figure out what the right answer is. I don't want to exaggerate the role of a clerk in any way. I mean, Judge Kavanaugh and Justice Kennedy, they both read every word of every brief. They both looked at every relevant statute and every relevant precedent themselves. We were there to help in any way we could and to kind of be an agent for them.
And so on a particular case, like when he's reminding you, hey, this is a separation of powers case, let's go back to the basics. Is it a debate? You're throwing things back and forth on what the ultimate outcome will be? I mean, how much interaction is there?
There's a lot of interaction. I don't know that I would phrase it as a debate. It's more of a discussion by everyone who's kind of in the same boat and trying to row in the same direction. But some of these issues are difficult and raise hard questions. And so it's not unheard of for a clerk and a judge to disagree sometimes, at least at the beginning, about what the right answer to a case would be. I think one of the best things about Judge Kavanaugh is he has hired clerks left, right, and center along the ideological spectrum. He's had 48 clerks. Most of them, I think 31 of the 48, have gone on to clerk for the Supreme Court, and they've been hired by conservative justices and liberal justices like Sotomayor and Breyer and Kagan. So I think Judge Kavanaugh has made a point of surrounding himself, making sure that when he sits down in his office and he's surrounded by his four clerks and we're doing our best to figure out what the Constitution means, and he's leading the way because he has way, way more experience and expertise than all the rest of us combined, that he wants us to be candid with him about how we read the law. And I think that's very much to his credit.
So you've heard, obviously, a fair amount of discussion since Monday about Judge Kavanaugh. Anything in particular stick out as at odds with who he is and who you know as someone that clerked for him?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's kind of been the silly season in terms of attacks. I guess I would want to talk about two things. One is, he wrote a 1,000-page book about the law of judicial precedent. Now, I have not read every word of 1,000 pages. It's not my idea of beach reading. But I have given it a pretty close look. And what I see on page after page is Judge Kavanaugh says that fidelity to judicial precedent is something that encourages a lot of the values that judges should hold, values like stability and restraint and impartiality. And so he says, following established precedents, he wrote this book with 12 other distinguished judges, following precedents helps keep the law settled, it furthers the rule of law, and it promotes consistency and predictability. So that's the first thing I would point out is people who say, oh, well, we just don't know enough about what Judge Kavanaugh would do with precedents of the Supreme Court now that he's on the Supreme Court. Obviously, in extraordinary circumstances, it's appropriate to overrule a precedent. Brown v. Board of Education comes to mind. Thank goodness it overruled the precedent, Plessy v. Ferguson, that allowed for segregation. But unless there are extraordinary circumstances, Judge Kavanaugh has written it's very important to take a measured, impartial, even-handed, fair approach. Actually, you should do that under all circumstances. And only under extraordinary circumstances should you overrule a precedent. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second thing that comes to mind is, some people have said, President Trump was elected by middle America and he appointed a D.C. insider. Not true. Not true at all. Whatever the opposite of a Georgetown cocktail party elite is, Judge Kavanaugh is the opposite of that. And I'll give you a story. He goes to the local bar in his neighborhood. He's been there for years. The bartender told the Washington Post this week, not only did I never know that Brett, he was always Brett to the bartender, not only did I never know that Brett was a lawyer, I didn't even know that Brett was a judge. And we just talked hockey and baseball and sports, and he was just a great guy who would come in and order Budweiser. So I think once Americans see that he's a guy who loves his family, coaches his little girl basketball team is very down to earth and has on top of that great credentials. I think they're going to really like what they see.
The other thing I want to ask you about was the Obamacare ruling. There was some consternation among conservatives that his ruling set the stage for Judge Roberts to be able to go into this issue of whether it was a tax or a fee and overturn Obamacare and sided actually with the more liberal position on that issue. Is that fair criticism?
It's not. So Judge Kavanaugh dissented from an opinion of the court when the court said that Obamacare was constitutional. He dissented from that opinion. And I'm a little bit in the weeds on this because I was clerking for Justice Kennedy the next year when Justice Kennedy voted to strike down the entire Obamacare Act as invalid. So this is a memory that I'm kind of painfully aware of. What Judge Kavanaugh said in his opinion is the individual mandate in Obamacare is unprecedented. That is cause for a lot of skepticism in terms of whether it's constitutional or not. He said there's an obscure statute called the Anti-Injunction Act that requires the court to consider this challenge not now, but after the money has been paid by the challengers to the court, to the IRS, rather. And so, without getting too in the weeds about this very obscure statute, the Anti-Injunction Act, Judge Kavanaugh's fidelity to it shows that he really is a textualist. He's someone who cares a lot about what the text of a statute says, what the words mean. And he in no way said in that opinion that Obamacare was constitutional. He just said that his court did not have jurisdiction to consider that question yet. Not yet.
Last issue I want to ask you about is the question of settled law. Of course, left in America is enamored with Roe versus Wade and the protection of it. And they love using the term that it's settled law. And so one of their big issues would be, okay, here is Judge Kavanaugh, who is pro-life, and they would see him as being a threat to settled law. What would you say to people about this? Myself, I'd love to see Roe versus Wade overturned or, new laws passed that ultimately challenge pieces of it so that it's reviewed, given new science and everything else. Is that something that you think will play a part in his nomination process?
Well, Judge Kavanaugh and I have never discussed Roe, and we did not have an abortion case the year that I was clerking for him. What I know about his approach to that precedent and to all precedents is what he wrote in his book. And he certainly said that, under extraordinary circumstances, it's appropriate to overturn a precedent. However, it's not enough for a judge to simply think, well, that prior precedent was wrongly decided, therefore we're going to overturn it. He said that a change in the court's personnel should not throw former decisions open to reconsideration. And that's because he views consistency as a great virtue that kind of inspires confidence in the rule of law. So I have no prediction on what he would do with any particular precedent. And I think people out there on the left who are saying, oh, he's definitely going to overturn Roe versus Wade, they don't know what they're talking about. They should read his book. We can't know how any one judge would deal with any one particular issue. What we can know is the kind of legal tools he would bring. And the legal tools he will bring are those of a judge's judge who values consistency, who values impartiality and fair-mindedness.
And nor should we know, right? Not even appropriate to suggest that, which always comes up at this time when you have a judge being put forward for a Supreme Court nomination. Fascinating conversation. Former law clerk for Justice Kennedy, as well as Judge Kavanaugh, Professor Justin Walker, thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much.
More after this on What's On Your Mind. Get back to your calls on that hearing. Don't go away. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That was all to be determined. And that is a logical way for investigators, attorneys, and
starting
to approach
with the political death penalty and impeachment is not the logical way a neutral, dispassionate.
You know, point of order.
Chairman, we're demanding equal time for every member of the
Senate.
Mr. Chairman.
And if you can't control yourself, how do you expect this committee to control itself? You've been out of control since you've been on this committee. Why don't you leave it alone? This is not Benghazi.
The gentle lady from New Jersey is recognized.
You're recognized, Congresswoman. You're recognized.
When she finishes.
Well, hallelujah.
Wow.
Bonnie Watson-Coleman from New Jersey, part of the circus of yesterday's hearing. Back on What's on Your Mind. Reminder, we will be in Granora and Twin Buttes next week for the Cook Fest. Energy of North Dakota, North Dakota Petroleum Council puts these wonderful events on. We'll be there Tuesday in Granora, Thursday in Twin Buttes. Hope you can join us. Should be a grand time. Want to thank our fine sponsors for making our broadcast possible. It includes our friends at Enbridge, at Hess, Thank you so much. Glad to do that. Let's go to the phones here. Supreme Court nominee, where'd Katie go? Katie was here. Bob and Grafton, I'll go to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Yeah, just a couple of observations about yesterday. Boy, I tell you, look, that guy is evil, Mr. Strzok. You know, look at his eyes when he was testifying. The eyes are the windows to the soul, and that evil grin. You know, the guy kind of reminded me like he should be working for Hydra on the Avengers or something. This guy is no good. And what struck me was two points. One was the Democrats just always kept coming to his defense, and it's just the Democrat Party standard nowadays. They stand for lawlessness and so on and so forth. I mean, everything from, you know, the amnesty cities and so on and so forth. You know, and he made a comment about President Trump that it made him mad because of what he said to some veteran or something. I can't remember what it was, but nothing that Obama did upset this guy, where everything from running guns to Mexico to using the IRS as a political muscle against, patriotic Tea Party groups and so on and so forth. That didn't affect him. But the other thing that really bothered me, and maybe you could do some research, Scott and Todd, check this out. I remember hearing, in the course of the texts that were revealed early on, it was he or someone else, I believe it was him, that said something to the effect of his disdain for the Republic and bringing down the Republic. That's our country that he's speaking of. And when I heard that text, that bothered me more than some of the other texts about we'll stop it and this and that. That really was disturbing.
Daryl Issa is a congressman from California, who thought it would be a good idea for Peter Strzok to actually read his own text. Listen to this.
And I'm going to just go to a date and then ask you to read your own words. March 4th, 2016.
You want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. OMG, he's an idiot.
May 4th, 2016.
Now the pressure really starts to finish MYE.
July 19th, 2016.
Hi.
July 21st, 2016.
Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be.
August 6, 2016.
I don't believe I wrote this text, sir.
Okay, it's been attributed to you, so we'll go on to the next.
Incorrect.
August 8, 2016.
Again.
And I'll preface it by saying this for context. Ms. Page said, not ever going to become president, right? Right?
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
Repeat that again.
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
August 15th, 2016.
I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40.
On October 20th, 2016.
I can't pull away. What the, and I defer to the chairman whether
or not... You can just use one letter if you don't mind.
Why the F... What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Okay, read it again that way.
Sir, did you not? Was
no,
not
I just
intelligible?
Wanted to hear it
you
one
just
more
want
time.
To hear it for
yep.
me to repeat it.
Please.
Okay, sir. Sure. I'm happy to indulge you. I can't pull away. What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Why in the world do you believe that this committee should not ask for the record of similar text from your private account to find out what else you might have said about insurance policies or about the President of the United States or investigation? That is a rhetorical question. You need not answer, and I yield back.
Mr. Chairman, may I nonetheless answer?
No, I don't really want to hear it. I don't know about you. Todd does, but I don't. So, you know.
Because I always watch a train wreck when that happens. So.
We'll get a second. We'll see. Another call from Minnesota.
Good morning, Scott. It's Tom up in Lake of the Woods. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to remind everyone that as hard as it is to believe that this Strzok was able to have such a bias against President Trump that none of that affected his work, you got to remember these are the same people that expect us to believe that Bill Clinton didn't have sex with his intern and Hillary deleted 30,000 emails, but they were mostly about grandkids and yoga. And Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the airport ramp, and they didn't talk about anything important. So you see a pattern developing. They know they can get away with it, I guess, is the bottom line. They don't care if we believe them or not. They feed us this, and there's really not much recourse for us. So
true. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.